This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many people in the state of Oklahoma unable to go to services today or have barbecues as tornadoes continue to target that state. Six people are now dead from the tornadoes that have struck in recent days. That includes the two people killed after a tornado in El Reno near Oklahoma City. Now more have touched down, including in Broken Arrow, where this woman lost her car.
Your first instinct isn't, well, I have insurance, I'm fine. It's, oh my God, my car, my everything, what is happening right now?
It's Memorial Day 2019, meaning America's fallen heroes are being honored, including at Arlington National Cemetery, where at this hour, about 5,000 visitors are on hand for a remembrance that includes a wreath laying to honor the men and women in uniform who have died in battle since back in the days of the Revolutionary War. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump, nearing the end of his state visit to Japan, saying at a joint news conference earlier today with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe that the two had discussed geopolitical issues, including how to deal with North Korea's nuclear program, rising tensions with Iran, and trade deals, including between the U.S. and Japan.
We have an unbelievably large imbalance, as you know, trade imbalance, which has been there for many, many years. Japan having the big advantage. They are brilliant business people, brilliant negotiators, and put us in a very tough spot.
A hiker found safe after going missing for over 2 weeks in a remote forest in Hawaii is speaking. Amanda Eller got lost in Maui after going on a hike on May 8th. She was rescued on Friday. She says there were many times when she wanted to give up, but she said she knew she couldn't take the easy way out and noted that she chose life. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We told you at the top of the news about more tornadoes hitting the state of Oklahoma and that region. There's more weather news as a scorching heat wave in the southeast will continue through this week. New record highs have already been set in some places since the temperature started going up late last week. Those records include in Charleston, South Carolina and Wilmington, North Carolina. On Friday, Augusta, Georgia tied a 141-year-old record at 98 degrees, and in Savannah, the all-time May record was set yesterday at 102 degrees. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel says at a news conference they've begun arresting abusive clergy members and that they were hiding in plain sight. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Five former Michigan Catholic priests have been charged with sexual abuse. The charges came as part of the state attorney general's ongoing investigation into decades of clergy abuse. The priests serve in Detroit, Lansing, and Kalamazoo. Four of the priests were arrested this week. A fifth one is still awaiting extradition from India. I'm Wendy King.
And former Green Bay Packers quarterback, coach, and NFL Hall of Famer Bart Starr has died at 85. He passed away yesterday in his hometown of Birmingham, Alabama. He led the Pack to 6 division titles, 5 NFL championships, and 2 Super Bowl titles, the first two. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. To be united, to get this country back on track as we remember and honor those that paid the ultimate price and the families, the Gold Star families who carry with them the indescribable weight of loss till their dying days. It's absolutely incredible what they have endured. And we've expanded this also, the honoring remembering to, you know, civilians. There are, believe it or not, many civilians involved in the war effort. I think of the Rosie Riveters. My mother-in-law was a Rosie the Riveter. My mother herself, Rosie, you probably know many that, you know, dedicated their lives for the sake of the military and the sake of our freedoms, all participating. I was just speaking with a dear friend, 90-year-old retired teacher that I spend a lot of time with when I come west. She puts up with me and houses me here in her home. She is so gracious to do this. And she had told me about her experience in going to Normandy and how the traditions are carried there and passed on from generation to generation. The people in France, as you may have seen the monuments there, the cemetery, how it's kept up and how it's just the responsibility of keeping it up out of gratitude to America and to the American soldiers and those that are buried there in that cemetery. It is just profound. And how she, when she told me that she went to Normandy, how she was so greatly moved by the experience and the way our fallen are honored. And this is a day that we honor the fallen, not to be confused with people who have been in military service. These are for the people, you know, for men and women who died in the service of freedom for our country. With us right now, speaking of veterans and Memorial Day, is Amanda Minear. She's a supervising attorney of the Veterans Law Group. Amanda, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this. And by the way, you know, in many ways, there are, you know, people honor, you know, those of us who have given service to this country. And we're going to hear from Remy Adelecki coming up. He is a former Navy SEAL. Incredible, incredible true life story about how he overcame odds and his background and how he went on to serve the country. But I like his salutation when people say, I want to thank you for your service. And he responds, I want to thank you for remembering, you know, because sometimes, you know, you're not sure what to say other than that's very kind of you to, you know, to say that or it was an honor, you know, it remains an honor, you know, to have served this country. But I liked his response to that.
Sure, absolutely. I think oftentimes it's a little awkward for us to say, but it means a lot to the veterans and the people that you say it to, especially the Vietnam veterans, because they weren't acknowledged when they came back. They were kind of told to be quiet and keep their mouth shut and don't tell anybody you were in Vietnam because it was so controversial. So now being able to honor them, you know, you'll see them wear their Vietnam veterans hat and or have a sticker on their car. So I think it's really especially nice to reach out to them as well.
Right. And we can only hope and pray that they're beyond, you know, I know that it, for many it left a scar, you know, coming back. I mean, the Vietnam War was not popular. There was, you know, a lot of contention about it. And as a result, the perceptions of those that served in Vietnam, you know, sadly, but hopefully, you know, as much as possible, those wounds can be healed. But I know that some vets still carry that. And, you know, along with that comes, you know, the wounds of being in combat or being at war. And then you come back and then you, you're unappreciated. It's like, talk about adding insult to injury here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then on top of that, the Agent Orange illnesses that have developed since that time. So, yeah, we often think about our veterans, especially because we are living through the Iraq and Afghanistan war. So we think about them. But, you know, there's still World War II veterans that are living and Vietnam veterans. And I, you know, part of Memorial Day, what I think about with Memorial Day is that it's those people who served, many of them, most of them lost battle buddies. And so Memorial Day is a time of their own grieving in addition to, you know, thinking about not just honoring those who we've lost, but also remembering those veterans who are still here that lost loved ones and battle buddies and people who protected and fought beside them.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Amanda, because we had expanded the consideration of, you know, honoring, you know, vets. And, you know, we talk about Gold Star families. We also talked this morning about, you know, civilians, people who served our country in a civilian capacity. But I believe that, and even with some of those that did serve in a capacity, there are some in a civilian capacity who died for the sake of freedom. You know, whether it was in Europe, you know, there's probably some stories here domestically that we don't know about. And as you, you know, pull back the onion skin, you start hearing more and more stories about, you know, experiences, whether it was World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, these are all stories that are there yet to be told, that when you have the capacity to absorb what it is they're sharing with you, it really, I think, brings a dimension of gratitude and unity that we are, you know, and I know this bothers some people sometimes, but we are exceptional in as much as that, you know, I think you look at what we've been able to produce and how we've been able to serve not only fellow Americans, but the world. You know, I was talking with Bruce Kaufman, a noted historian and nationally syndicated columnist earlier this morning, Amanda, and we were just thinking, you know, how close, you know, the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler was in controlling the world.
Yeah.
You know, but for the United States, I mean, when you look back and you realize the technology that they had, I mean, really, they had the formula for the atomic bomb. They just hadn't been able to bring it to total fruition, but they had already on so many technological advances. And fortunately, when they went down, if the truth be known, and it's slowly but surely being realized, that we were able to capture a lot of that and bring that into our own military industrial complex.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't understand the controversy that comes up a lot of, you know, whether or not we're to be the policemen of the world. And I've always kind of looked at it as it's almost like a responsibility because we have the capability to root out the evil like Adolf Hitler's in the world. And if we just sit back and you know, left it because that's not our fight, that's not our deal, how much of a different world that we would be living in right now, for sure.
If not us, then who?
Exactly.
I mean, really, when you think about it, not claiming perfection. I mean, we're humanoids,
sure.
You know,
sure.
With all our failings, right? But could you imagine if it was Adolf Hitler as the police of the world?
Yeah. I don't want to.
No, I don't either. And you know, God bless America, And on many levels, and even the world would consider, I mean, hey, look what's going on in China. They've got over 1 million people incarcerated right now because they're being retrained.
Right.
You know, so this is the kind of insanity that can take place. Amanda Vanier is with us, and we're going to talk more about how she got involved and, what veterans lawyers with over 40 years of experience is all about with BA Law.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will.
As we honor and remember those who have paid the ultimate price for the freedom that we enjoy today, we're grateful also for those restaurants around the country that are offering special discounts, and for those of you in the military, vets that are enjoying a free meal or special discounts I know that you will pause, as you always do, to remember those that have paid the ultimate price, and for our Gold Star families, and as we mentioned also, those civilians, you know, that didn't wear uniforms, but died in service to our country. I mean, when you consider where America is right now, I mean, there's so many elements involved in the freedoms of this great country, and this is what makes it so magnificent and so special. Amanda Manier is with us. She's the supervising attorney of Veterans Law Group. Amanda, tell us about the Veterans Law Group, what you guys do.
Yeah, we represent veterans before the VA to pursue their VA disability benefits. Kind of one of those things that I often say that I wish I didn't have this job because I wish it wasn't necessary. And the VA is set up to help veterans and should be as easy as going in and filling out some paperwork. You shouldn't necessarily need an attorney to do it. But unfortunately, here we are.
Here we are, and we need you, and you're helping helping our vets out. We know clearly the suicide rate remains just inordinately high among our vets. 20-22 veterans a day are committing suicide. And, I mean, for a ton of reasons. I mean, you know, when you go into it, it runs the entire spectrum. Some noted because of neglect, and, you know, we look to the VA and saying, hey, are you responsible? Others that veterans, are silently alone and dealing with PTSD or dealing with the effects of battle. And this is the sad part, and we're trying to connect them. I support a group called Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and we distribute MP3 players to vets in order to help, to do what we can to reduce the effects of PTSD. And it's a great program, and we're really proud to be associated with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. So there are many ways that we can, you know, that we can help veterans, and certainly what the Veterans Law Group is part and parcel to the big story, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the PTSD, and then I also kind of attribute TBI in that same arena of what we call the, you know, the unseen injuries, the disabilities that we can't see with our naked eye, but that often many soldiers are, or veterans are suffering with, and which one of those or both lead to the high suicide rate. It's frustrating. The majority of the clients that we work with have mental health issues with the post-traumatic stress and also TBI, because we're still learning a lot about TBI and the effects that it has on the brain and reasoning and depression and those kind of things. And what's the hard part about it, from my perspective, we've lost quite a few clients to suicide in the process of their claim. And, I know that getting them the compensation that they deserve and that they're entitled to doesn't resolve all of their issues. But when you have the kind of stress that they're dealing with, and then you add financial stress and the inability for them to provide for their families, it takes it to a whole nother level. So afterwards, once we're able to kind of get some financial stability underneath them, then they're able to look at what kind of treatment can I get, and not so much just live in the stress of I can't feed my kids and provide for my family.
It is a process, and thankfully what you're doing and others are doing is to get them on that road to recovery. And you can't even imagine, unless you're in their boots, to understand what they go through, especially, if it's PTSD and you've been in a combat situation, or as you say, TBI, the traumatic brain injuries, are, as you say, it's still being studied and understood. You know, I think to some credit to, medicine today, you know, in the past, a lot of soldiers who experienced TBI would not survive. But the survival rate in a combat situation for those that have sustained a TBI, it's quite a testimony to medicine today. But that's only the beginning, isn't it not?
Right, absolutely. And we're finding and we've seen that, and the VA is finally recognizing that TBI can be a contributing factor to dementia later in life.
Yes.
So we've had clients that were in the Vietnam era that were, you know, knocked unconscious and all these years later are starting to get the effects of dementia. And we've been able to help with the VA's, you know, arguing with the VA that it's due to their TBI, that they had a TBI back then. That's part of the explosion and then being knocked unconscious or being in a car accident, you know, rollover Humvee or whatever and being knocked unconscious. They're starting to finally see that that was a TBI.
Exactly.
That has later effects. So,
Amanda, how did you get involved with the law group?
I got involved doing VA. I had been a business attorney for years, and I had a good friend of mine who was getting out of the military and had been in Army infantry over in Iraq and came back, you know, not the same person, and was really struggling after combat. And when he first got out of the military, he said, you know, I had seen somebody standing on the side of the road with a cardboard sign that said, you know, Vietnam vets need help. And he was like, I don't understand why that happens because the VA is there to help. You know, you shouldn't be homeless. Mm-hmm. Well, fast forward a few months later, he wasn't able to put a roof over his head and he wasn't able to stay in school and he wasn't getting the benefits that he was promised. And I was kind of at a loss of trying to figure out how to help him. And that's when I learned that there were attorneys that did this full time. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how I got into it. And,
What there's so many stories, and I imagine it's hard to select the most inspiring story, but share an inspiring story with our audience. I mean, because you were right there at the ground floor, face-to-face, one-on-one, you know, helping vets out. Share an inspiring story, if you would.
That's actually an easy one. He's my all-time favorite client. When he came to us, he was 26 years old, had done 4 years, two tours in Iraq, and was just kind of a mess. He had gone through two, you know, second relationship breakup and a divorce while he was overseas and sleeping on people's couches and basically kind of ruining relationships here and there because he was struggling very, very much with PTSD, with anxiety and depression, couldn't hold down a job. And when I sat and talked to him about his case, and it just hit me when he said, Amanda, all I want to do is be able to take care of my kids. He had two little boys.
Yeah.
And we worked on this case for a couple of years and was able to get him, you know, 100% disability back to the earliest date that we could get to him. And we finished his case about 3 years ago. And he still periodically, you know, sends me an email and checks in. And at Christmas time this year, he sent me a picture of him and his new wife and their three kids and a new baby on the way. And he just said that I want to always, for you to always know that what you do matters. And had I not picked up the phone and called you that day to get help, I don't know where my life would have turned out. And now he's getting private treatments and he's, you know, he's just in a completely different place that he was. And my heart was so broken, this 26-year-old kid that was going to be messed up for the rest of his life. But he gives me hope that things can get better.
Well, hope and encouragement for you and the other attorneys involved with the VA Law Group. But also, you know, for fellow vets, because he's got a story that nobody else can tell, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's a example of what I was talking about earlier of helping them to get a foundation, you know, from a financial security to then be able to say, okay, now what can I do?
Exactly.
And, you know, and being able to provide for his kids was such a huge thing. It's that, you know, people who serve in military serve with, they have a dishonor about them.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to provide for their family is something that's so crushing. It takes a lot for them to say, I can't work anymore because of my disability.
Exactly. Right. Well, Amanda, two final questions. Got about 30 seconds left, so we're going to, real quick, how do you celebrate Memorial Day, number one, and where can they go for more information about veterans law?
Memorial Day, I almost always go to Rosecrans Cemetery here in Southern California, where they have the ability for you to go in and visit.
Right.
And if anybody needs help with their VA claim, you can visit our website at veteranslaw.com. It's veterans with an S, veteranslaw.com. And we'd be happy to take a look at their case.
Amanda Menier has been our guest, supervising attorney of the Veterans Law Group. Amanda, thank you so much. Appreciate it. As we continue to remember and honor our fallen here on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many people in the state of Oklahoma unable to go to services today or have barbecues as tornadoes continue to target that state. Six people are now dead from the tornadoes that have struck in recent days. That includes the two people killed after a tornado in El Reno near Oklahoma City. Now more have touched down, including in Broken Arrow, where this woman lost her car.
Your first instinct isn't, well, I have insurance, I'm fine. It's, oh my God, my car, my everything, what is happening right now?
It's Memorial Day 2019, meaning America's fallen heroes are being honored, including at Arlington National Cemetery, where at this hour, about 5,000 visitors are on hand for a remembrance that includes a wreath laying to honor the men and women in uniform who have died in battle since back in the days of the Revolutionary War. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you have to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jenny Beth Martin joins us, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, always good to have your perspective here at a time that's so needed, because we really need some balance here, Jenny Beth, especially when it comes to immigration. You were in the Rose Garden last week when the president rolled out his new policies and vision for immigration. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was, and I was very honored to be there. I'd never been at an event in the Rose Garden before. And I was.
Did you pick some flowers while you were there, by the way?
No, but the people I was sitting with, and I did note that there were roses in the Rose Garden. So it was, it's not just called that. There are actually roses there.
Yeah. It's, it's a gorgeous area. It really is.
It really is. What I really liked about his what he is rolling out right now is that he has a plan to fully secure the border, and then he's trying to find, he and his administration and the people who work for him are trying to find the areas on which we should all be able to agree as Americans. An immigration system that will bring the best and the brightest from around the world here to America to pursue the American dream. And we also need to make sure that they, that when people come here as immigrants to work, that it doesn't harm Americans and their ability to earn wages. So it needs to be able to protect American wages. And in it works to get rid of the visa lottery system and instead prioritize immediate families. That means spouses and children under the age of 18 years old coming over with their parent who may be working. And then it works to strengthen our own workforce and preserve humanitarian values. These are things we should all be able to agree on, whether we're Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative.
It's common sense, is it not?
It is common sense. I think that right now we are so divided in America that many people will ignore the fact that this is common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. I've heard some complaints of people who say, well, it doesn't do anything to address DACA or anything to address people who are here illegally. And that is correct. What we have always maintained at Tea Pretty Patriots Action is you have to secure the border first before you do anything else. Before you try to deal with addressing anything else, the government's going to have to prove to Americans that the border truly is secure and that the government can handle a secure border. And then we can go back and figure out what we're going to do next. But I think until it's secure, you're not going to get Americans to agree on what to do with people who are here illegally.
Well, several issues to your point. First of all, where the people are saying, look at put up. You know, show me that you're serious about this, because we've traveled this road before. It was during the Reagan administration in order to allow some 3 million illegals, in a sense, giving them amnesty in exchange. All this stuff was supposed to happen. And it's the Democrats that backed off on this. And now we can put some blame on the Republicans for not holding them accountable. But this was signed. I mean, this was agreed that all this stuff was supposed to happen. And it didn't happen. And now here we are re-legislating, re-debating something that was already concluded back in the 80s. And so shame on our government for doing that. And God bless the people for saying, look, at you know, we've trusted you before, and particularly the Democratic Party, and they've not followed through, number one. Number two, to your point, the border, the southern border, is a linchpin to all this, to all our immigration issues, because if we can't fix the South, we're not going to be able to fix people with overstayed visas, you know, people coming in, you know, from Canada, coming in to this country in all form and fashion, whether it's by boat, train, plane, whatever. They're finding their way in here, and we're wide open. We're a sieve, and the thing that's driving me crazy, Jenny Beth, I don't know about you, but they keep wanting to quote statistics from, you know, decades ago and talking about, oh, there's only about 11 to 13 million illegal immigrants. Wait a minute, that's an old figure, and I got to imagine that it's got to have matured to at least maybe 25 million illegal immigrants, but they don't know. But the Democrats are happy to state a very low figure of 11 or 13 million people.
Well, yeah, they are happy to state that. I just don't even think that the Democrat politicians who run on the issue of taking care of people who are in this country illegally, that they even actually mean what they say. They had an opportunity during President Trump's administration previously to essentially offer DACA to the people, or amnesty.
He offered them the full boat.
And they still refused to take
right.
it. And right. so if they really cared about it, they would have gone to the table and worked in good faith to negotiate with President Trump. Now, I am not for amnesty, so I would have had an issue with that. But the fact is, he did that, and he called their bluff. If he really wanted to take care of those people, they would have found a way to work with the president to take care of the people. And right now we have people who are coming over the border, abusing our asylum laws, and our southern border communities are being overloaded with the people who are coming in from the people who are abusing the asylum laws.
Exactly.
Our courts are backed up and can't even process all these people right now. And 44% of them don't even show up at their court date.
Right.
And Jenny Beth, instead of, you know, the smart people coming together, including the judges, to say, look, we've got a problem here. How are we going to fix this? Forget about that President Trump happens to be Republican and we don't like him, but we got to do this on behalf of the American people. No, let's not consider that. Let's just be resistant to the whole idea, because somehow if we give the American people a win, we give Donald Trump a win. How does that fit?
I think that it's just putting politics first. It's not putting America first. It's not putting the American people first. It's putting politics and your next election first. And I think that's to the detriment of our country. And I hope that we can go about in the next 18 months explaining to people that we really are trying to solve the problem and that we're willing to give a little in order to get a secure border, and that the Democrats are not willing to bend at all.
Well, no doubt this is a process, and it drives me nuts when, you know, you present a plan, you say, well, you didn't say anything about drones, or you didn't say anything about new technology. Okay, this is going to require, you know, a comprehensive immigration program protecting our border requires, yes, all of the modern day technology. President Trump has said that. He hasn't beat the drum over and over again because the rallying cry has been about building the wall. When we talk about building the wall, yes, modern technology. It's not like people are stupid and they're devoid of understanding the modern technology and the reinforcement of, additional support, whether it's man hours or personnel there on the border to deal with this crisis there, Jenny Beth. But, you know, for the sake of argument and instead of trying to find solution, you've got people resisting and, not coming to the path of solution, only remaining, reticent to resolve any problems.
Correct. And they want to add to the 400 plus miles of border that they're already putting up in strategic locations. And they also are going to employ technology to make sure that the border is secure. They want to fully secure the border. And one thing that I learned from briefings prior to the meeting, to the president's speech in the Rose Garden is that as they looked at developing this plan, they realized that Congress can cut off the money to Customs and Border Patrol and prevent them from being able to do their job and prevent them from keeping the border secure. So they want to find a way to have Customs and Border Patrol be more self-funded through fines and fees rather than just dependent on appropriations from Congress. That makes that takes the politics out of border security and just puts the Customs and Border Patrol in charge of making sure they take care of securing the border without having to worry about the politics on Capitol Hill.
Well, she is the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, and our conversation will continue as time goes on, and we'll have to wait and see on how this comes together. But again, you've got to stay activated and hold them accountable. Jenny Beth Martin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Appreciate it.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434. Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need
need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got a real special guest for you with an incredible, inspirational story. You know, it's another one of so many success stories because of the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I'm talking about America, of course. Remy Adeleke, he is a Navy SEAL and a former Navy SEAL, and his unlikely journey from the throne of Africa to the streets of the Bronx to defying all odds is presented to us in his just-released book titled Transform. Remy, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Remy, first of all, we're so grateful for your service to this country. And on the heels of, you know, just being close to Memorial Day and all, to me, a hallowed day for all our fellow veteran, you know, and those that have paid the ultimate price on behalf of our country and our values. And I know it is a hallowed day of remembrance for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
Well, as I mentioned, Remy was born in Western Africa, but following his father's death, he and his mother and brother relocated permanently to the Bronx in New York City. And as we can imagine, being raised by a single mom who was, you know, she was serious about life and serious about holding the family together as a single parent. And you pay her quite the tribute.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, Remy, where did you get your your perseverance and your resilience from, and my answer is always the same. I had a living example of it every day of my life. You know, before my father died, we were rich.
Yeah,
you know, right. We literally had it all. You know, lived a life of opulence in Nigeria, and then when the Nigerian government stripped us of everything, my dad died. You know, my mom could have easily given up, you know, but she didn't. She just kept fighting and fighting and fighting to provide for my brother and I, to make sure that we were properly educated, to make sure that we had what we needed. She was trying to set us up for a bright future, and she did a fantastic job doing that.
Well, and here it is. Your mother and you and your brother, you migrate to this country by the grace of God. You're able to come here. And, you're without a father. I mean, as you say, the odds were stacked up against you because there were so many other peers in and around where you grew up there in the Bronx that didn't fare as well.
Yeah, and I wasn't faring as well because I was out there, doing a lot of things I shouldn't have been doing, from, stealing to, selling drugs to, running scams to, just doing whatever I could for money. So for a long period of time, I was not faring well. It was just by the grace of God that I never got caught.
Right, exactly.
And nowadays I work with inner city youth now, at-risk youth and youth in the juvenile system. And, it's so easy for me to point, it would be so easy for an outsider to point at them and say, these guys are reckless, they're worthless, why are they doing these foolish things? But I empathize with them because I know that they're doing it for survival, and essentially that's what I was doing before, not trying to justify it in any way, but I was caught up, and I should have been caught. There's a friend of mine who I used to run around hustling with, sitting in prison right now on a 10-year sentence, and that absolutely should be me. I am where I am today.
Amen. What transformed you?
It depends on what part of the story we're referring to.
You're at that critical crossroads. I mean, you're in the Bronx. You're hustling. You're one step away from getting caught and facing a life like your buddy who's still in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if we're talking about that part of the transformation, I got involved in a deal with a drug dealer that went really, really bad. I sold him some products that were supposed to last for a certain amount of time. I was asked for a fraction of that time, and he came knocking on my door and essentially threatened my life. And that was a wake-up call for me. I made him his money back, and then I decided, I'm out of this business. Mm-hmm. And for 6 months, I did nothing. Because I was scared to go out. I didn't want to work a normal job, and I wasn't doing the old stuff that I was doing. And then finally, fast forward to June of 2002, I was lying in my bed, and I felt this presence, something telling me to get out of my bed and end up going to the military. And it was a crazy experience. And it definitely was not my idea because I hated the military.
Right.
I associated anybody in a uniform as a police officer. I did not like the police. Just because there were a lot of injustices I saw in the inner city and where I grew up. And I just did not like the system. And I fought that thought, that idea. And then finally I essentially looked around my bedroom and saw that my life had not amounted to much. And I made the decision, okay, what else am I going to do with my life? I have nothing to show for. Why not try and see what happens? And that was my journey into the military. I went to the recruiter's office and she ran my background, found out I had 2 warrants out for my arrest. I had a warrant in New Jersey and a warrant in New York. Instead of turning me in, she had me show up the next day and she took me to both judges. She took me to the judge in Jersey and the judge in New York, advocated on my behalf and to get my record cleared. And then she kind of snuck me into the Navy, and that's how my Navy career started. That's how that transformation started.
Right. Well, and that's the thing about transformation, as you started to say, is that it is a process. So when you look at the key transformation, there's probably lots of mini transformations that take place, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's segments. It's a lot of little things that lead, it's a lot of little, I'm trying to think of the right analogy for it, but, a lot of small bricks that end up building a big building.
Exactly. Right? So here you go, you enter the Navy, and what draws you to the SEALs?
I wanted to be part of the best. From the time I was young, my mom always preached excellence to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever you do it right the first time. Whatever you do, don't halfway it. I go all the way. And that kind of mindset had stuck with me, and it's still with me to this very, very day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that in the Navy, not minimizing any other job in the Navy, every job in the military is important.
Right.
But for me, I wanted to be part of the best. I wanted to be part of the most excellent unit that there is. And, from what I had heard and learned, the Navy SEALs was that.
Yeah.
And so that's what motivated me. But, I had a few issues. 1, I couldn't swim. 2, I didn't have academic scores. And 3, I was skinny as a whip. So I had to wait till I got to my first command. And once I got there, that's when I really started training and putting in the work and running to the pool and running back home and going to the gym and studying my academics. And, you know, within a year of checking into my first command, I was checking out and going to Bud's, basically, on the work demolition SEAL training.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, you are the second SEAL team member I've spoken with that didn't know how to swim. Rob O'Neill, he told me when he went through, he didn't know how to swim either.
Yeah,
I'm going, what do you do? You know, you're going to be a SEAL. It involves water, and you don't know how to swim. I mean, talk about going head-to-head with any kind of water fear that you may have. And, of course, you know, being a SEAL, you know, because you went through it. I'm a former Marine, and we went through quite the attrition rate, as I explained to Rob. I said, look at, you know, when we got picked up on that first day there at the tarmac at MCRD in San Diego, there were 87 of us. 12 weeks later, there were only 23 of that original 87 that graduated in 12 weeks later. I said, and the SEALs attrition rate, much more significant than even those kind of odds.
Yeah. I mean, my graduating class started with 270. And only 29 graduated.
Wow. That's amazing. But like you said, you were focused on being the best, hearing your mother's voice and cheering you on to excellence. And so you made it through. You made it through Budge. You became a Navy SEAL. You served our country in the elite forces in the defense of our country. That is just absolutely awesome. What was so critical? I mean, of all the things that you've learned in your Navy experience and as a SEAL, what's the big takeaway that you share with these young kids that you, these at-risk kids that you talk to today? What do you share with them most?
Well, I try to share with as many people as I can, and that's, you know, never let the situation that you're in or your environment or your deficiencies, never let it define your future. It's so easy to, you know, this kind of goes for everybody, you know, on the journey towards our dream job or our dream life or whatever it is that we're pursuing, we are going to face obstacles, right? We're going to face challenges. And, you know, it could be easy at times for us to say, well, I have this talent or I have this deficiency or I grew up here or I don't have this. And because of X, Y, and Z, I can't achieve that dream, you know? And when you look at my story, even just the SEAL part of my story, you know, I couldn't swim. I didn't have the academic scores. I was skinny, but I didn't allow that to define my future. I didn't allow that to say, well, because of that, you can never be a SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Even now as a writer, I'm a writer in Hollywood. I wrote my own book. I didn't have a ghostwriter. I wrote every word myself.
Right.
And, you know, it's easy. I didn't have a writing background, really. I mean, my mom used to make me write as a kid, and I did a lot of writing in the SEAL teams. But from an actual storytelling standpoint, I never was educated in that type of writing. But and I could have easily said, you know what? I'm not educated. I don't have the background. I have a deficiency here. Let me not do it. Right. So, you know, my main thing is, you know, never look at your what disqualifies you and say, well, I can never be qualified to do that job or that training or whatever.
And here you got a just released hardback book, Thomas Nelson publishing the book. I mean, there are so many authors that would love to have this kind of support. But again, it speaks to your character, your relentlessness, your determination, your goal for excellence and how you've impacted kids at risk and those that come in touch with you, Remy. This is an awesome story. I guess as we close things off here, and of course the book is going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, Transformed, Remy Adeleke, Navy SEAL's Unlikely Journey from the Throne of Africa to the Streets of the Bronx to Defying All Odds. And, of course, it's also available at all the usual places. Remy Adeleke on Bill Martinez Live. Remy, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for having me on. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist. specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi.